Narrated Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. Later on, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, once again went along with Ubay bin Ka'b to the garden of date palms where Ibn Suyad was staying. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, entered the garden, he started hiding himself behind the trunks of the date palms, as he wanted to hear something from Ibn Suyad before the latter could see him. Ibn Suyad was lying in his bed, covered with a velvet sheet from where his murmurs were heard. Ibn Suyad's mother saw the Prophet, peace be upon him, while he was hiding himself behind the trunks of the date palms. She addressed Ibn Suyad, "O Saf," and this was his name. Ibn Suyad got up. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Had this woman led him to himself, he would have revealed the reality of his case." Narrated Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, got up amongst the people, glorified Allah as he deserves. He then mentioned Ad-Dajjal, saying, "I warn you about him," that is, Ad-Dajjal, "and there is no prophet who did not warn his nation about him, and Noah, warned his nation about him. But I tell you a statement which no prophet informed his nation of. You should understand that he is a one-eyed man, and Allah is not one-eyed."